Hello, and welcome back to Virtually Sammy. I am Sammy Bohannon, your host, and today I want to talk about what is an email welcome sequence. So as an online business owner, you may or may know already what an email welcome sequence is, but you may not know why you need it or what it's important for and why people are so adamant about having one. So today I want to talk about exactly what is an email welcome sequence and why do you need one. When I first started in the online business world, I had no idea what I was doing, and I had no idea what an email welcome sequence was and why I needed one and what it was for and how to create one. So basically, a welcome sequence is a set of emails that welcomes someone to your email list and describes you, your business, and what they can expect from being on your mailing list. Welcome sequences aim to introduce you and your business to new subscribers, create warm leads, and possibly sell a low-ticket offer. It also gets the subscriber used to seeing you in their inbox. So why is an email welcome sequence important? There are several people in the online business world who don't particularly love automated sequences. I don't do a lot of automated sequences, but I do the welcome sequence and the nurture sequence. So an email welcome sequence allows you to build trust and establish credibility with your audience right off the bat, as soon as they are introduced to you. This means that your audience will get to know you more quickly and know that you mean business. When you have an email welcome sequence, you'll be able to show your audience that you know what you're talking about and get them to trust you sooner than if you just put them into your regular newsletter right off the bat. On top of that, a good welcome sequence can engage your subscribers immediately and possibly even make you a small sale, if not a big sale. So for example, in my welcome sequence for my 90 days of social media content, I invite subscribers to work with me in the welcome sequence. I've had several people reach out to me from help with their social media as a result of this welcome sequence. So how to write an email welcome sequence? When I first started learning about writing email welcome sequences, I felt incredibly overwhelmed. There's so much I had to know, so much I had to do. It was like, I don't even know where to start. And then I learned that they're supposed to be like 5 to 7 emails long, and you're supposed to talk about yourself. I'm not particularly great at talking about myself. I never know what to say or how to make it sound interesting. So that was really kind of hard for me. And I freaked out. I thought it was going to take forever, and I thought it was going to complete waste of time. My open rates, however, for my welcome sequences show that I'm wrong. My open rates are pretty high for my welcome sequences. So luckily, writing an email welcome sequence is more complex in theory than in practice. I've put together a few tips for you to help you better understand how to write an email welcome sequence. My first tip is keep it simple. This is especially important when you first start writing email welcome sequences. You don't want to get too complicated. Some people teach very complicated sequences that are quite lengthy. I do not. The lengthy ones are great for people who've been in business for a while and know what they're doing. But for beginners, I recommend keeping it simple and that you write like you're writing to a friend. What would you tell a friend about yourself? What would you tell a friend about your business? What would you tell a friend about your offer? So keep that in mind as you write. The second thing I want to talk about is invite your subscribers to respond. Responding is key. These emails are largely about you because you're trying to build this like, no trust factor. And it's not like social media where people can just respond and say, oh, I really like dogs too. Like, you have to invite them to respond and say, please respond to this email and let me know your favorite animal. Or please respond to this email and let me know what you do for a living. I like my subscribers to tell me more about them, how they found me, how they're related to my niche. My niche is online business. So how they're related to my niche. This keeps them engaged and part of the conversation. And I get to know the people better on my list so that I can better serve them. Number three, tell your subscribers what to expect. At the end of your welcome sequence, you should tell your subscribers what they should expect from you. Will you send weekly or monthly emails? I suggest weekly, but that's a whole nother thing. Personally, I send emails 3 times a week. What will you talk about in your emails? Tell them, let them know what to expect. Tell them that you're a business owner and that you're going to be talking about your offers so that they're not thrown off when they see that. But also, are you going to share tips and tricks? Are you going to tell about you? Are you going to provide an update every time on your business? What exactly you're going to tell them? Tell them in this email. Why should they read your emails? Let them know my emails are important for online business owners because they provide productivity hacks and information about running an online business. So let them know exactly why they should read your emails. And then what will you ask your subscriber to do in these emails? I'm going to frequently ask you to respond. I'm going to ask you for market research. I'm going to ask you for feedback. I'm going to ask you for blah, and on and on and on. So it's important to be transparent and tell your subscribers exactly what they can expect from you. All right. So that is kind of like that's what an email welcome sequence is and my top 3 tips for how to write one. I hope that you found this valuable. If you have any questions, feel free to email me or reach out. I offer a $9 email welcome sequence template that you can download. I have put it in the description. If you are struggling to write your email welcome sequence, I would love for you to take a look at that. I think it's super friendly and you just fill in the blanks to help you write your email. All right. Let me know if you have any questions. This has been Sammy Bohannon on Virtually Sammy. Thank you for listening.